3, 2, 1. Hey, Buzzheads. Welcome to
Buzzhead Radio.
Yeah, episode real test number one. This is not going to be an actual episode. We're going to keep that a little bit hidden from you guys, but this is kind of a test episode with two microphones. Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, hanging out down here trying to get stuff worked out.
Yeah, we are...
So we can get on the old interweb.
In our studio on East... I always want to say West Broadway. We're actually on East Broadway.
Yeah, this is 73701, isn't it?
Yeah, we're 73701.
Ooh, the old one.
Tallest building in Enid, Oklahoma.
Northwest Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're basically located... if you go to the middle of the... There actually is a town up in Kansas, Lebanon, Kansas, which is the middle of the country. We're just slightly to the east, straight down, but we are literally almost in the middle of the country now, not north and south wise, but east and west wise. So if you're you're wanting to know what the middle of the country sounds like, we're your guys.
I wonder where the middle of the country is, actually.
It is. It's Lebanon, Kansas. There's actually
where's the center of the country?
Well, and there's two centers of the country, actually. There's one with Alaska and Hawaii added. And then there's a center, which is, I think that one's more up by one of the Dakotas, but the one without Alaska and Hawaii is actually up there by Lebanon, Kansas. So anyway, not very far from us. We are in the geographic center of the United States.
Can't see my screen because my dang.
Yeah, we're going to get some microphone arms here pretty soon. And this will be on video. We're going to have these filmed for YouTube. And so tell them who our first interview is going to be.
First interview, Newsboys.
Newsboys coming to our town. So we are going to phone interview them here in about 2 weeks. So look for an interview with Newsboys, their Love Riot Tour.
Love Riot Tour.
And then also their opening act is a gal from Hennessy, Oklahoma, just south of here. And
we don't know her name.
I was going to say I could look it up. This is what we're going to be doing, so I might as well.
Yeah. Actually,
while you're talking.
I'm talking. We're talking about the girl from Hennessy.
I'm going to look up, see if I can find her.
Where would she be?
I don't know.
Would she be at the Central National Bank website?
I don't know if they've added her or not. Hennessy, is she even a country singer or is she a gospel singer?
I don't know. Wouldn't Jack do some stuff?
I think Jack Quirk over at
KJ Filmworks
did a video for her, I believe.
I was looking if they had a tour stuff.
Oh, now see what I found was a lot of female singers named Hennessy. So I need to search for from Hennessy, Oklahoma. Singer female, and we get nobody.
There are no singing females in Hennessy, Oklahoma.
We get all kinds of Hennessy stuff, but no. Gosh, what's her name?
Yeah.
Jack, help!
I'm going to...
There's the Hootenanny.
Was she at the Hootenanny?
She probably has been at the Hootenanny a time or two. What is her name? Oh, hey, maybe right here. I'm going to look on there. She might be on there.
On the Hootenanny?
Oh, no. Hey, for all you that want to go down to the Hennessy Hootenanny, they've got Rosie O'Toole coming and April Goucher. Oh, Emma Rose. I know Emma Rose. Emma Rose and Buck Goucher. Hey, Buck's kind of like the MC. Don't laugh. Buck is kind of like the mainstay for...
Gotcha.
I do not see... No. What is her name? You know what? How about we do...
Could just call Jack and ask him.
How about Newsboys?
Oh, look at Jack. He's such a cutie.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Rhode Island? I forgot he's a dang Yankee.
He is from up yonder.
I almost said damn.
No. That's a group, a rock group.
Damn Yankee. Oh, that was a good band.
Yeah, that was Tommy Shaw.
And the guy from Night Ranger.
And
the guy from
Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You know, that's funny because I've seen
all those guys.
Ted Nugent came to Enid, and so did Styx. So I've seen those guys. Yeah, very cool.
Was Tommy Shaw on there?
At Sticks?
Yeah.
Is he still there? Okay.
Yeah, remember? You were there at the concert.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you know.
Those old guys all look alike. I was going to ask you something.
Can't find her. Anyway.
There was a band coming or came.
We'll find out who she is before this is real. This is an unreal
yeah,
podcast.
You're not really hearing us. No one's hearing us. Maybe. Should save it for posterity.
Yeah, this is test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. So, now what are we saying?
We were talking about the Hennessy boys, or the Newsboys.
Yeah, Newsboys coming. They're going to be our first interview. You know, a couple of things that we've done together. Basically, your company is Amuse.
Yes.
Productions. And then we've got...
I'm stuck with that.
KJ Filmworks. And then we've got Enid Buzz Media. And us three together, we have gone over and covered the Garth Brooks...
Garth.
...announcement, tour announcement, and interviewed him. We've gone up and interviewed Gene Simmons with the Rockin' Brews.
Don't forget Paul. He was there, too.
Paul Stanley was there. And Jack covered me when I flew at the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
We have covered Michelle Malkin when she came to town.
Yeah.
And gosh, who else have we covered? I was in a movie with not really related to what with Jake Gyllenhaal, but we kind of covered that.
Yeah,
Jack covered it from a distance, but was too scared to take photographs
from a distance.
So Enid, well, I don't want to say Enid Buzz because this is not Enid Buzz, this is Buzzhead Radio.
Buzzhead Radio, where's that? Where's the logo at? It's not on the internet yet.
Yeah, it is. It's on Buzz Life Brand Facebook page.
Oh.
So, kind of our parent company is Buzz Life Brand, and under that we've got Buzzhead Radio, and Buzzhead Radio is going to be on the TuneIn Radio app. So, hopefully by the time anybody hears this, you will be able to go to the TuneIn Radio app and type in Buzzhead Radio, and we should come up in this episode. Hopefully, you will be able to hear on your phone, in your car, on your computer, everywhere.
The Buzz Life Buzzcast? That's not you.
That's no, not that you. That yeah, that's from a long time ago, and they've since closed down. Type in Buzz Life Brand. That's why I had to add the word brand. But you need a space.
No, I don't.
There you go.
I don't need no stinking space.
Yeah, there you go. So
space is highly overrated. Oh, look, it's Curdy in his jet.
It's me in the Thunderbird F-16. There's our logo, hey. Buzzhead Radio. Kind of a microphone head with a propeller beanie on top.
What's this thing right there?
That's the thing that holds the microphone where you swivel it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And see, there's one on the other side.
I see now, yeah.
Kind of, I guess I could change that, but that just...
No.
That's what was on there. That's all clip art that I drew long ago, man.
Oh, is this actually yours?
Oh, yeah. No, that's all mine. It's original. You bet.
Put a little eyeball there and a little eyeball there.
Well, no, I took the eyeballs off. I actually sell that clip art as a character.
Oh.
And it's actually got the whole stand and hands and eyeballs and a mouth, but I didn't want to go that silly, so I pulled all the...
Silly, that's Mark.
I pulled, yeah. So I pulled all that stuff off anyway.
That reminds me. I should show you... Anyway,
if I get too close to the microphone, I'm kind of rasping out or whatever. So,
yeah. are you peaking really bad?
Yeah.
Well, can't you? What if you turn you down?
I'm afraid I'm going to go too low. I mean, I'm like down
How
to two.
Can you go?
I've got you at 9.5, and I'm at 2. So, if that tells you anything about our microphones at the moment.
I think this adjusts somehow because there's this little thing back here.
Yeah.
But I haven't had time to mess with it. And every time I forget about it, I start to, and then we get sidetracked.
Okay. Well, we'll get that figured out. I'm going to move back a little bit from my microphone, maybe jack it up a little bit. And so this part of the interview, I'm a little further away from my microphone, and we'll see if that sounds any more reverby.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're testing on this episode, non-episode, is how reverby we are.
Reverby.
What are you looking up?
Well, I was texting Mark yesterday, and I said radio show will be called Buzzhead Radio. And he texts a few hours later, he goes, "Do you know you can cop a buzz right now live with Buzzhead Radio Show coming to you live? When you come to us, we guarantee a buzz." that is the slogan, he says. And I didn't even respond. And then like an hour later, he's like, hello. And then I said, hi. He goes, you don't like the creative concept? I thought it was catchy. And I go, yeah. And I was like, I've been driving. I couldn't respond a lot. And he says, just trying to be funny. And I said, remember, leave the comedy to your brother. He goes, and then I put the smiley emoji.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, too bad they don't have an icon with a middle finger pointing up. And I laugh. And I said, like that
one. I was going to say, they do.
I said, like that?
Too funny. Yeah, so, yeah, Mark is kind of our technical, he's our videographer, I guess. He will be shooting us as we do this show. He's going to be shooting us live on video, which we will put on YouTube. We're going to have a YouTube channel, which it'll be basically Buzzhead Radio, I think. I think so.
Why not?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if we wanted to do Buzz Life and then include other videos that weren't Buzzhead Radio, but I don't know. We'll see. But we'll have Buzzhead Radio on YouTube, and then we will be doing Facebook Live as well.
Burp test.
Let's don't do the burp test thing. I wish my mute button doesn't work. I bought a microphone from Jack Quirk, and it doesn't work. If you ever buy equipment from Jack, be careful.
I bet you no one has bought as much equipment as I have.
You have. Does it all work?
Yeah. I mean, like those old lights up there, they're all, you know, beat to hell, but they're old lights. Now, the studio lights, they all work just fine.
Okay. Hey, we're about to reach 12 minutes on our first little non-podcast here.
Non-podcast.
So I think we're going to keep these to 30 minutes or shorter, but 15 minutes or longer.
Yeah, 15, 30 minutes. Those guys that do like hours and stuff.
Oh, they like two. Yeah, that's, you have to be hardcore on a subject. And our subject matter, basically, it's going to be anything worth buzzing about. I mean, that's what Buzz has been about. That's what I started all this with Enid Buzz. And so it was all about what was worth buzzing in our hometown. And now we're going a little more national. And so we will be perusing social media.
Yeah.
What's that guy up to?
Now, that's NPR. And yesterday, there was a guy, it was the day before, and he was broadcasting from his NPR studio live on Facebook, too.
Oh.
Yeah, and then these guys they're at an airport talking about
the new Trump, get rid of the...
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they're doing at the airport.
Because that's where they're detaining people, and so the protesters are going there and they're shouting, "Let them in, let them in." But so we don't want to. We're going to refrain from getting too political. The thing is, it is going to be tough. What we've realized is the media is now basically divided into two. There's the liberal media, which outweighs the conservative media, at least 9-1. And there's really almost no media in the middle. And so that's going to be us. We're going to kind of be the middle media, where we're basically going to talk about all the good stuff in the world and the country and things going on. Probably a lot less political, more health, lifestyle, fashion.
You cannot win a political argument.
No. I don't know why people think they can. They fight it out online on social media. We'll be kind of looking at some of that stuff, but you know, there's that flag burning.
The FedEx dude.
FedEx guy ripped the flag from the flag burners.
I hate to say it, they have the right to do that.
They do have the right to, but he has the right to rip their, or does he have the right?
Ooh. No, he assaulted them. He could be arrested.
He wasn't arrested, no. And according to what I've heard, FedEx did not fire him either. So.
He's a hero right now.
I wish everybody would kind of get along. That's what this show's about. Let's get along. Let's talk about what's worth buzzing about.
The good buzz.
And all that good stuff. Buzz. So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging this scrolling through stuff and talking about stuff.
Yeah, so we've got, we're going to go 30 more seconds, and then we're going to cut out at 15 minutes on this first non-podcast, which is actually our first podcast.
Don't forget to hit the button.
And I'm going to hit the button. Oh, instead of pushing stop, if I push record again, that's what actually saves the file. So,
you got to hit record again? You hit record to finish and record to end?
Yes, I think so. That's how you save it.
Okay, hang on. I was looking at the geographic. Yeah, you're right. Lebanon, Kansas.
Lebanon, Kansas.
That's the center. That's not the middle. It's the center.
The center, yeah. So, okay, we're going off the air, and we will talk to you all soon.
Oh, we got to have a sign out.
Yeah. See ya.
We'll figure that out.
Okay.